I wonder whether you've been in any positions where you've moved or you've been asked to do stuff that you knew was wrong. I wonder what concept you and I have of to the things that God wants us to do and doesn't want us to do. Do we remember them as Kate provoked us at the start of the service? Do we remember them in positions whether people are there or not? Where there are grey areas to our mind, what are the things that challenge us there? But God, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel knew well, had said no. But I don't know whether you remember where the stories start. The thing was, the people were not just doing things that God didn't want them to do, they were also ignoring him. I wonder how much God has been in our mind this week that we've just had. And maybe how much he'll feature in the week that we're going to have as it comes. You see, that's the critical thing, isn't it? It's whether we remember God or not in this particular account. And this is where Daniel nailed his colors to the mast straight away as soon as he'd been taken all that way. It's a decision he made in advance. I suggest that for him and for you and for me, we can't make that decision not to eat right in front of a table full of food when we're hungry, because we need to have made that decision, that commitment before then, to use that as an example. So it's ignoring God that's critical for the nation, and that's why Daniel and co. Stood out. They remembered God. When you think about it, in our own relationships, I'm sure when youngsters grow up, you know, you've got the relationship with your parents, and surely you've done something wrong. And you remember the time, all of us maybe can remember the times where we've gone and said sorry. We haven't used that thing we've done wrong to separate us forever. We've come back, and because mum and dad maybe love us, they of course say, "That's okay. Try to remember us. Try to do the things that we're trying to teach you. But always say sorry when you get it wrong, and we'll be okay." And I wonder where that is in our relationship with God. You know, not only have we ignored him, but we've turned back. Maybe we've even insulted him. And maybe from time to time we think, wouldn't it be nice to be reconciled, to go back to God? And to have him say he loves us and it's okay. We've said sorry and we can therefore face the future with more hope, more purpose, more excitement maybe than a sense of guilt and separation. Anyhow, so the first thing was God said no to the nation that had ignored him and to those that were doing all the stuff that he said was wrong. Lying, cheating, proud, greedy, selfish, all those sorts of stuff. But some critical, practical things as well. So there's the start of Daniel, and we know that Daniel himself and the others had the courage to say no, even that their captor, the king, would be angry, even though they'd be embarrassed with those around that didn't really understand who they were, where they were from, what were the things that were important to them, and even against the pressure to fit in with all those new potential friends in the new place. And they might have faced prison and different penalties as well. Daniel and the others had the courage to say no. And I wonder the mistakes like you and I make when we lack that courage and we lack that confidence and we lack that kind of integrity to say no to stuff that even we know is wrong, let alone God, who set up the whole shebang. So there's a courage thing then. But finally, how do we say no? How good are we doing that? In a culture maybe around us in our nation at the moment that elevates a whole load of stuff and makes it so accessible and makes it so difficult to adhere to some kinds of standards that we know God would have us undertake, respond to. You know, if you look at the statistics in this bright new digital age as to the use of pornography and gambling. All this stuff becomes like dross and becomes just another sewer to take us away from the behavior and the ambition and the hope and the confidence and the love and the trust that God would want to give each one of us. So that's the encouraging place to end, is that two no's, God's no, Daniel's no, two no's can make a yes, if you can follow me there. Because God said no, because Daniel remembered and was obedient and said no to the things that God said no, God blessed Daniel and his mates. Against all the odds, we're not meant to see this as an advert for veganism or vegetarianism or great diet. We're simply meant to see it that God blessed those who obeyed the rules that he asked them to follow. And so, again, there's something there for us in our relationship with God. We need to know what it is that excites him, that makes him feel good. What does he want? How does he want our response? How do we express our love and our commitment? Well, again, there are clues in the baptism service as we go on. But the two no's by God against certain things and about people ignoring him, by Daniel and the boys under pressure to give in, but they said no, they were still going to follow and remember God. Make a yes, that God is there, he wants to bless, he wants to be reconciled, he wants to express his love, but he can only do that if we come to him and ask. So maybe let's just bow our heads for a moment now. And maybe this is something new for you, but don't worry, nobody else around you will know what's going on in your heart. But it might just be that this Sunday is a time where, in the wake of Daniel saying no to the kind of junk and rubbish that can accumulate, we want to say no as well. We want to say, no, God, we don't want to do those things. We want to open our hearts to you. We want to know your forgiveness for all the stuff that we've done up to now that is not right. And we need your forgiveness and your encouragement to be the people you want us to be from this day onward. And so we pray that the example of Daniel might live on in our hearts for a few more days at least, and that when we find ourselves in positions where we're under pressure, that we might have similar courage to him. Remember you and ask for your strength. Bless and protect us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.